Watch, local Virginia GOP chairman shuts down questions on Democrat election fraud scandal as Reno supporters cheer. By Olivia Rondo on March 30, 2026. A Breitbart News journalist was shut down and declared out of order by the newly elected chairman of a local Virginia GOP committee when asked if Democrats should have been allowed to cast votes in his election. The Warren County Republican Committee, WCRC, has been embroiled in controversy since its February 12 mass meeting, which featured a fraudulent election rife with bylaw violations, known Democrats being inexplicably given ballots, and actual conservatives being turned away at the door for alleged fire code violations. Whistleblowers who previously spoke with Breitbart News said the event was like a Trojan horse, reporting that Renos, or Republicans in name only, played dirty when organizing the meeting to permit Democrats to vote for the new WCRC chairman, David Selleck. Selleck, who has called people right-wing extremists and Nazis for protesting a local library's stock of books pushing transgenderism on children, was running against Scott Lloyd, a former Trump administration director and devout Catholic. Some of Selleck's top Reno allies, including Warren County Sheriff Crystal Klein and County Supervisor Hugh Henry, have publicly shared anti-Catholic views, with Klein blasting them online as radicals for being against transgender books for kids, and Henry reportedly remarking during a board meeting that there is a Catholic problem that needed resolving. While Lloyd lost the chairman election with 206 votes to Selleck's 225, he has since filed an appeal with the signatures of dozens of supporters and signed affidavits attesting to the disorganization and corruption displayed on election night and at the meetings that followed, where former members found out they had been kicked out even after paying their dues. Breitbart News video producer Matthew Purdy, who was among the dozens of largely conservative and Catholic individuals who were kicked out of the committee with no explanation, confronted Selleck during a March 24 WCRC meeting, which featured Dolores Oates, R., and State Senator Timmy French, R., as guest speakers. "Do you guys think that Democrats should be allowed to vote in Republican committee elections?" Purdy asked. French looked at Oates, who simply looked around the room, and stumbled in his response. "I mean, you know, they're open elections," he claimed. "I know that they could change a candidacy. So, but in Virginia, we do not have you're not a registered Democrat or Republican." While it is true that the Commonwealth is one of the roughly 30% of states that do not offer a party affiliation question during voter registration, the Republican Party of Virginia, RPV, determines who is eligible to vote in committee elections by having participants sign attestations pledging to vote Republican in November and swearing that they have not participated in the nominations process for other parties in the last 5 years. According to numerous witnesses who were present at the February 12 WCRC mass meeting, several confirmed Democrats who came to support Selleck were given ballots without having to sign attestation forms. Other whistleblowers, who were actual Republicans, told Breitbart News they were prevented from entering the venue to vote by characters including Sheriff Crystal Klein and her husband, George Klein, even after a number of people who had already voted left the building. Sheriff Klein was also accused of assaulting someone attempting to vote that night, as Breitbart News reported in previous coverage. Purdy continued to press the local lawmakers and Selleck at the March 24 meeting, saying, "The Republican Party of Virginia has its own rules for people that should and shouldn't vote, and dozens of people who are consistent Democrat voters ended up with ballots at the mass meeting. So, what are your thoughts on that?" Purdy asked. Selleck shot back at him, saying, "I believe your question is out of order for the purposes of our representatives to Richmond and their report here on the legislative session. Well, are they not allowed to opine on this?" the Breitbart News producer asked. "I don't want to declare you out of order, sir," Selleck answered, receiving applause from the new WCRC members in the audience who were picked by the Reno camp in favor of their questionable stances, including the support for the library providing LGBTQ+ literature to children. The video shows Selleck's supporters clapping as he implied that Purdy would be removed if he did not stop asking questions about what occurred at the mass meeting. Crystal Klein is seen next to her husband, applauding while wearing her sheriff's uniform. Lloyd's appeal will be heard by Virginia's 6th District Republican Committee on Tuesday, March 31, At 7 p.m. in the Augusta County town of Fisherville, about an hour and a half away from Warren County. The meeting's timing in the middle of Holy Week, right before Easter, might make it difficult for enough members to show up, an inside source noted to Breitbart News. To reach quorum on the appeal hearing, at least one-third of the 6th Congressional District Republican Committee will have to be present. If a quorum is not reached, the case may have to be heard by the larger State Central Committee instead. When asked about the WCRC mass meeting, 6th Congressional District Republican Committee Chairman John Massoud acknowledged that it was a hectic event and confirmed that he was aware that at least three Democrats were present. Sheriff Klein was also recently confronted by Breitbart News at a local meeting held by Warren County Board of Supervisors Chairwoman Cheryl Cullors, who happens to be the individual who quietly announced at the mass meeting that the WCRC had suddenly slashed its membership cap from 251 to just 102 members, kicking out dozens of Republican voters. Witnesses said Sheriff Klein handled the application forms of those trying to re-up or start their committee membership. Klein reluctantly confirmed that she was involved in this process when confronted at Cullors meeting, though she claimed she was not in charge of organizing or running the meeting. As seen in that video, both the Republican sheriff and the Republican county chairwoman, who was technically supposed to be on a four-year ban from the WCRC due to her PAC's endorsement of Democrats, refused to answer whether or not Democrats should vote in Republican committee elections. Lloyd's appeal states that the effort is not about personalities or factions. It is about the integrity of the committee's processes. If the Republican Party is to demand election integrity from others, it must enforce it within its own ranks, the document states. Olivia Rondo is a politics reporter for Breitbart News based in Washington, D.C. Find her on X/Twitter and Instagram.